102.5 is KDY. We're at 844, and Thursday means that we have guests in from the West Plains R7 system to talk about events that are going on, things that are going to be going on, et cetera, et cetera. And if I'm going to get sick, it'd be a good time to do it. I have two doctors in the studio with me right now. Got Dr. Wes Davis and also Dr. Ashley Cooley here to talk about something that's really been at the forefront of news here this week, and it's big news at that. So let's start with Dr. Davis to my immediate left. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you in here this morning. This was big news. Tell us, give people a little overview of what happened this week.
Okay, yeah, it is definitely big news. Kind of something that's been working for 2 years, I would say. There was talk over a year ago about our current conference, Ozark Conference, and the Central Ozark Conference, the COC, combining. There's quite a bit of discussion on that, and in fact, for a while, I thought that was going to happen. One thing that's always been our goal, my goal, is to make sure we are part of a conference. We don't want to be an independent or left out. Then early in the summer, Branson, Rogersville, Marshfield, and Bolivar, the five of us kind of got together. One of them had reached out, and we got together and started talking about this possibility. I didn't know it would take, to be quite honest, at first. And then about a month ago, I felt like it was getting serious. Bolivar and West Plains, we both said, you know, we want at least six schools. That sounded better than five. And then Carl Junction kind of reached out. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me about that the drive on that one. But anyway, it all kind of started last week. Branson made official they were leaving. And, you know, it just kept working up. And then we had a special board meeting Tuesday. And then Tuesday night, Bolivar did. So it kind of all just happened real quick.
All right.
But exciting.
That's really interesting stuff. A lot of people have been asking, you know, how long this has been in the works, and it sounds like it just came out of the oven.
This one really did. And like I said, we did not want to be left alone as independent. And that was our big driving force in moving forward with this is we want to be with a conference. We want our athletes and our student activities have a chance for conference awards. But what I really like, and I keep saying this, and it is, we are meeting up with a group of schools that are like-minded, I think is a word I keep using. I feel like the coaching, the students, the school districts, the philosophies, the communities are all very similar. And that's something that I think is very important for West Plains.
Dr. Cooley, you as activities director, I mean, you've got so many things to keep track of. I can't imagine what a nightmare it would be to not be in a conference and try to schedule activities. That's just that I'd wake up in a cold sweat every night. But from your standpoint, how does this change things? Does it change things very much? You're just dealing, I guess, with the Ozark Conference, a lot of bigger schools, the Springfield schools and all this. These schools are more our size, would you say that?
Very much so. So we would be the second to largest enrolled high school within the new six school conference. So where we were the second to smallest in the existing Ozark Conference. So just like Dr. Davis said, very like-minded, like community driven, coaches, students, families, very much more similar. From the scheduling standpoint, so as you mentioned, being independent is our worst nightmare. However, there will be some schedule changes. However, we do open to continue a relationship with the Ozark Conference schools outside of the football schedule. So kind of our number one goal presently this week has been to work on our fall of 24 and fall of 25 football schedule. So on Tuesday afternoon, Coach Wyatt and I sat together for about 4 to 5 hours, and we began looking at options for our football schedule for 24-25 to fill those four open weeks that we have there. So we'll play five conference games, and then we have those four openings. We do have secured weeks. My goal, as well as Coach Wyatt's goal, is to play ball, not to leave those open weeks, but rather fill them. So that may result in some more travel. However, we're prepared for that, and that's nothing that we're not used to doing anyway. So,
and you can't just play anybody. You want to play schools that are at least very close to your
absolutely
classification, right?
Absolutely. So we are class four in football, so we are searching for those schools who are class four or above to partner up our teams with those like-minded schools in competition play.
Would these necessarily have to be Missouri teams that you play?
No. Actually, we have entertained a couple Arkansas teams, one of which is in Jonesboro, Arkansas, Valley View High School out of Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. That is one team and one school that we have been in contact with about one of our open weeks.
Okay, excellent. So all of this, Dr. Davis, is going to kick into gear, not the following year, is it the year after?
It's
right?
Starting July 1, 2024. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 8 months away. A lot of pressure on Dr. Hooley to get the schedule filled.
Holy cow.
We got this.
You've got it all right. I mean, and we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about a lot of different things.
All activities. That's correct. Doesn't necessarily affect our choir, band, speech and debate, drama, theater, quite to the extent that it does our athletic programs, but it does encompass everyone within our school system.
Well, this is very exciting stuff. Are you guys looking to maybe add some teams to the conference as time goes by, maybe? You know,
that's the million-dollar question that everybody asks. and the answer is yes. But the six of us have kind of decided that it has to be the fit. You know, like I'm talking the like-minded, the similar communities, you know, so we're looking for that. But yeah, would we expand? Absolutely. My gut feeling says it probably won't be till 2026 after the next 2 year rotation. But as fast as this happened, anything can happen.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that looking down the road a little bit here, and if you were looking for other maybe schools to be a part of this, it's really hard to look east or northeast very far. Whatever you're going to add probably is going to be to the west, northwest of us, right?
Yes.
I guess. Don't. We don't know.
You know, and, you know, she kind of mentioned travel, and I want to talk about a few things on that. One, this came out before this conference thing did, is Dr. Cooley has arranged for Wi-Fi on some of our buses that go on activities so the kids can work on their schoolwork with their laptops. So I think that's good. That helps with this, of course. But as far as distance, you know, I've said from the get-go, our West Plains staff, our coaches, our students, our parents, the media, they're used to these 2 hour drives. This is old hat for us. And Rogersville, that might be the closest conference game West Plains has had since the SCA days 20 some years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this. I think it'll be good. And I just ask people to just give us some grace while this is tough. But give us some grace as we work through this.
Getting started is always the hardest thing. But once you're established, what's the big upside to all this in your eye when you look at the advantage of maybe being in this conference compared to maybe the Ozark Conference or some other conference?
You know, I think whether you're talking SCA, OC, COC, or now the OMC, which, by the way, OMC has a little connection to, well, I guess that's what the hospital was called, but, you know, that's still, I think that's kind of funny. every one of them has an advantage to us, and everyone has a disadvantage. I firmly believe that, like what she said about scheduling, you know, we want to play people in not just athletic, but all activities similar in size. Me, I like the similar communities and the similar belief system. I can just speak for myself, but the five other soups I communicate with, we've known each other years and years. Four of us grew up in the SCA, so we had some connections there. So that's important to me to have that communication, and I just feel like this is a right fit. Not mm-hmm. that OC was bad, and I don't mean that at all, because, you know, we have some great friends and great relationships and some rivalries there, but, you know, this is just feels right, and I think that's how the school board felt when they voted Tuesday. It just feels like it's a good place for us to go, and the time it just came up, so just a good fit for us.
Yeah. And using, finally, just using football for an example. I mean, you look down the sideline on a given night. If you're playing a Springfield school or Camden or somebody like that, and they've got almost three times the number of kids that you've got on your sideline, that's not a real level playing field, is it?
Absolutely. This will be a much, much more comparable playing field, most definitely.
thank you both for coming in this morning. It's pretty exciting stuff, and I know we're going to probably hear a whole lot more about it in days ahead. Wes Davis, thank you very much. Ashley Cooley, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate you coming in today. 854 KDY.